This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
97.1. It's a Monday. Got a holiday week. Appreciate you guys being up early listening with us. Talked a little bit about Malik Beasley. We've touched on the Tigers. We got to make some time for our Red Wings, John.
Yeah. Just saw a graphic real quick. We're talking about Tarek Skubal. We'll get to him again a little bit later in the program. But the graphic was of the Twins lineup. How many of that lineup struck out at one point against Tarek Skubal? The entire lineup. He had one strikeout on at least every single batter he faced.
13 for the game. 8 of the first 9. And then, yeah, I think by the fourth inning, he got the 9. He collected them all. Ridiculous, man.
It was.
And to do it on Sunday Night Baseball. Look, the Tigers are in a great spot. We'll get to them at 7:35. See how far people are willing to go. The Red Wings, chance to kick off their offseason this weekend. They had the draft Friday night. Trades have been made in the National Hockey League.
You're not going to play your song, My Red Wings? Red Wings? My Red Wings? No, you're not that excited?
No, I feel lukewarm. And I know people are going to go, but Gibson's an upgrade. And he is.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel lukewarm. I feel like the Red Wings right now are that potato salad or pasta salad that you left out at the barbecue over the weekend. It's lukewarm.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's got this weird congealing going on. It's just, I'm watching Montreal, a team that's lapped us in the division, go out and trade draft picks for proven blue liners, and to sign Noah Dobson shy of $10 million felt like a win for Montreal. We didn't have two first round picks in this year's draft. Okay, fine. Then I guess we just get to not be very good. You got to go out and make moves. The Gibson move is a move. It upgrades this hockey team. But even that move, to me, I feel lukewarm about. Gibson was awful in 23 and awful in 24. And if your response is, well, the team in front of him was no good, I have some bad news for Red Wing fans. We don't have a stellar decor. So if the thought is he's just going to be as good as the team in front of him, he's the seventh highest paid goalie in hockey with 2 years left on his deal. Sure, I get why they made the deal. He's better than Peter Mrazek. He's better than a player they never should have acquired to begin with. He will be their starter if he can stay healthy. He played very well last year in 29 games. The baseline stats, but also the geeky, nerdy stuff. He was a very good goalie last year in 29 games. Go ahead, roll the dice. I am in favor of the deal, but people are like running and sprinting to praise Yzerman for a weekend that was lukewarm. You kept your 13th pick, player that won't be contributing in any meaningful way for 4 years, while division rivals are adding. Then you get quotes from Yzerman about we're not buying anybody out, which to me says we don't have plans to maximize our cap space. Also insinuating, hey, look, free agency, there's only so many players for a lot of teams. Not optimistic about how that's going to go. So I'm looking at a dull free agency. I'm looking at a meager upgrade in net. I'm looking at not using those draft picks to get better right now, and I'm relying on him to swing a big trade in the next couple days here. And maybe he does, but John, I just feel lukewarm about the Red Wings.
So there are some defensemen that are available. You don't think that he signs any of them?
I would love Ekblad. Love this reported Kendre Miller trade. Kendre Miller trade from the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't think they're going to get Ekblad. I'd love for them to land Ekblad, but I think he's already laying the foundation of, well, I mean, there's a lot of teams that want these guys. John, they're certainly not angling to use all their cap space. They're not buying anybody out, and they added on a couple extra million bucks with the goalie situation.
So I'm trying to play devil's advocate here because I'm not trying to make you a little bit more frustrated.
No, it's okay.
Even though it's a side benefit.
I probably need to take it down a notch.
Because there have been so many guys re-signed by their teams, or there were trades of restricted free agents that have signed deals that are now not going to be on the free agent market.
Mm-hmm.
You may say one way to look at it is those that do hit the free agent market, there will be, you might have to overpay for.
Yes.
The other side is because teams have re-signed their guys, is it going to be competing with less teams to get those guys that are available?
I don't know. There does not appear to be a group of like 15 great hockey players hitting free agency. There's a clear top group. I mean, Mitch Marner is the headliner, and most reports think he's going to end up in Vegas. Then there's the three Florida guys, and they're going to try to keep all three. Bennett signing at a discount. Does mm-hmm. Ekblad sign at a discount? Marchand. Yeah. Another gritty physical forechecker. My point is, I don't know that they're going to land a key piece in free agency, so they're going to have to do it via trade. And we just watched Noah Dobson get dealt in division to Montreal, who has lapped us. They made the cup.
I think that's
bottomed
the most,
out. Yeah. Made the playoffs again and are adding big time blue liners.
I think that's the frustrating part, is a team that you were in direct competition with for that final wild card spot, and Montreal got it.
Yeah.
They were 5 points better. Now they're better than that.
Yeah.
And they're a team that you are going to be directly competing with, and you haven't done anything other than add a goalie that is going to have to find his early career success in Detroit with a team that's not great in front of him, a defense that's not great in front of him.
Yeah, look, Gibson, if you nerd out, and I did look this, because again, in trying to understand why they made the deal.
Well, his numbers are better than what they had on the ice last year.
Yes. I mean, they're an upgrade over both
right.
Mrazek and Talbot and mm-hmm. Lyon too, and Steve has said they may bring Lyon back as a third goalie. But I went to look at what happened last year with Gibson, and it was in 29 games. Again, he's got to stay healthy. That's the other concern here. But he was fifth in high danger saves above expected. That sounds like a mouthful, but it basically just means he stops really good shot chances at one of the highest clips in hockey. Sixth in save percentage above expected, sixth in goals saved above expected. Metrically, the nerdy stuff says he was getting back to his form. And Yzerman wants to roll the dice and take a chance on it. And I'm okay with it. I think it makes sense. I think you can justify this trade. But when you backdrop it with, we're not doing much of anything else to push this forward urgently, what's it going to be met with? An expensive goalie who doesn't have a great team in front of him, who may just be okay. And it'll just be another one of these, hey, we're just collecting goalies without putting a better product in front of him on the ice. Maybe he steals one or two more games, and that's all the difference. But I think we were looking for a more aggressive offseason, and I'm not getting any indication that this is going to be that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to look at it and say, okay, well, if he steals a couple of games, are you going from 86 points at the end of last year to 89 or 90? Is that going to be good enough to get you in the playoffs? And in some years, maybe.
If it's the only move, we can agree this is a disappointing offseason. If
sure.
he swings a deal for a defenseman that upgrades the top four, maybe it is enough to get him in. But we were talking Friday, like, can you get two impact players? Can you use that 13th pick more aggressively? Team in the division did.
I know there was a lot of people that were disappointed. I was disappointed that they didn't make a move before the draft, because we talked about the opportunities. That was one of them. They decided not to do it. They made their draft picks. Okay, well, you know, we could see Bear in 29 or 30. Yeah. Now the next one is free agency, which begins tomorrow.
Yep.
What is it that this team is going to do? What is Steve Yzerman going to do to make the team better? And we talked about Ekblad. That's one. I'm going to give you a couple more names and just throw some darts at a dartboard. I don't know what would have happened if there was any late signings last night, guys re-signing with their team, but the LA Kings. Vladislav Gavrikov, 29.
Be a good player. I'd love to see him here in Detroit. I think the rumors that the Rangers are going to be in on him, but the Wings should absolutely be offering a bag of cash. What are we doing with this money?
They might be in on him, but shouldn't the Wings be in on him?
Land him. That's the whole point, is land him. They got, $18, $20 million burning a hole in their pocket for the salary space. What are they going to use it on? And they could create more if they'd buy out some of these guys. Tarasenko and Hall are players that the industry collectively has circled as buyout candidates. And Yzerman's message to the fans was, no, I'm not planning to buy any of these guys out, which to me says I'm not going to be tapping into all of my cap space. Therefore, I can just keep some of these guys.
Yeah.
And it's not even a cap thing. Hull's not good enough to play in the top six. And Tarasenko was underwhelming by everybody's, including the organization's position a year ago. We're supposed to feel good rolling him back out in a third line role. I don't know what I'm
bringing up some names. Just to let our fans know that there are still options. And Columbus, Ivan Provorov.
Yes. He's got some sandpaper to his game.
Okay.
There are dudes out there.
There are dudes out there. So it doesn't have to be. I'm just trying to, glass is half full. All right. You didn't trade. You didn't make anything happen other than a goalie. You didn't do anything before the draft.
Right.
And so now it becomes a free agency move, a free agency signing, where there are some guys that are available to make you better defensively. And that's where I think this team really needs some help, is defensively.
Ticket texters, I like the acquisition of Gibson more than you cookies, but I agree with the rest on Yzerman. He's going to be passive. We've got prospects. We got to remember prospects that have never touched the NHL ice. Who knows if they can play top high-end hockey. Next year's free agent class is full of much better players. The depth is there as well. Did they upgrade? Yes. Next offseason is the smart time to spend money. Well, it's always next year.
Right.
Unless those guys re-up with their current clubs.
I knew that ticket text was going to just grind you.
How about this one? Trust in Stevie. Stop pretending you know hockey. None of you guys know anything that Steve does. He knows best. Stop judging.
What we know is results, and the results have not been better.
Ticket text, the Steve bots have definitely activated early.
Well, they made a move.
Free agency day.
They made one move that's semi-positive. So now we get the red laser beam eyeballs. People rushing to praise the guy. I'm not doing cartwheels because they added John Gibson. He's an upgrade. Great. But if the backdrop is we're keeping our picks, we can't add in free agency, and golly gee, we might make a trade this week, that's your offseason. That is lukewarm. That's not pushing the organization forward.
These people did exist during the season, though, and they're the people that think they strictly missed the playoffs because of goaltending.
Well, and because Larkin's soft.
They strictly thought it was goal. There was a crowd out there that thought goaltending cost them the playoffs. I beg to differ on that. I think there's other issues. I think we had a great text. We can all, this can be great, and they can be very good, but what happens when we get to March?
Yeah.
Because that locker room plays terrible in March. That's facts the last three seasons.
I don't dispute that a good goalie can steal a game or two. A good goalie in a third period. They did not get enough big saves in third periods late in the year last season. There's value in adding Gibson. It's going to be met with more praise than it should be, but there's value in adding Gibson. Anyway, we'll play some Yzerman audio. We want to hear from you guys. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1.
Hey, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it's personal. And the same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Feminino steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. That someone is David Feminino. He uses the slogan, "Get David, get paid." I say it all the time. It's not just a slogan. It's his promise to take care of you. If you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Feminino at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It was special last night. Tarek Skubal, Sunday Night Baseball. 7:35, we're going to get into the Tigers. End of the hour. Foods that never should have been invented. What did John Jansen stumble on? Mm-hmm, we'll get to it. Mm-hmm. I mentioned the Red Wings weekend. I called it lukewarm. It's not just the Gibson move, which is an upgrade. Mm-hmm. It's the backdrop of, a division team traded for an impact defenseman. We don't want to make those kind of moves or take those kind of risks. Yzerman saying, I'm not buying guys out, and free agency is going to be tough. So, fine. Gibson is an upgrade over a goalie they never should have had here to begin with in Peter Mrazek. If he stays healthy, last year offered a blueprint for him being a legit number one goalie. But the 2 years prior in Anaheim, he was terrible. Well, they didn't have a very good defense. What do we have here in Detroit?
Not a very good defense.
So lukewarm is my thought. But we should play some audio from Steve Yzerman. He spoke over the weekend, spoke a bunch. And what appealed to him about the Gibson trade? On free agency, what about the interest this week? And what about buyouts, Steve? Again, buying out guys would offer up a little more money to win some of those bidding wars. Mm-hmm. He doesn't appear interested in getting in aggressive bidding wars, doesn't anticipate winning those bidding wars. I'm not happy with how this is going.
So do we wake up on Wednesday or Thursday and our team is virtually the same?
I think he'll make a trade. I'm hoping it's Keandre Miller from the Rangers. I think Ekblad is a big-time addition if they're willing to pay and play in free agency this year. Those are real blue line upgrades. Then it works in tandem with the Gibson move. You go, okay, right, we are going to be a little tougher in front of him. He can make a big save. Now we're getting a little better in our own end. I get that as an offseason agenda that you could deliver on. He doesn't sound very optimistic that they're going to be pushing this thing aggressively forward. This is kind of same old.
Well, so that's my question. We know Ekblad will be available.
Will we win the bidding war?
Right.
Quick phone call. Tom in Richmond. Tom, what's up? You're on 97.1. He apparently didn't want to have a quick phone call.
Nope.
A couple quick ticket texts then. Look, there's one person to blame for the Red Wings not making the playoffs. Didn't they lose every game Cookies went to? Signed Steve. I did keep track of it. I was 9-8, believe it or not.
Let me just say something quick about the buyout thing. So this means Justin Hall is on the team next year.
Yes, that's what that means.
That's unacceptable.
Yes. Even if they want to stash him up in the booth, you know he's going to play at some point. This one says, the Gibson trade did upgrade the goaltending. However, Yzerman should have traded that first round pick. Free agency got depleted big time with signings. Likely have to go all in on Ekblad. I don't see any other option. And have to lock up either Besser or Ehlers on your forward group. Anything short of getting two of those three or a major trade, the offseason is a failure. Gives you a sense of where people are at today. All right, we'll talk Tigers, but first, Heather with the news.
So a 12-year-old boy was arrested on Friday for stealing multiple cars from a business in Pontiac. What were you doing at 12?
I don't know. Not stealing cars.
No. Playing outside and riding my bike to a friend's house. That's what I was doing. According to the Oakland County Sheriff's Office, the boy sold at least one of those stolen cars for $30.
Hey, great deal. Who's buying this from a 12-year-old?
$30. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard basically described this child as on a bad path and attempting to live out his own Grand Theft Auto. The boy is apparently also suspected in a series of thefts from that same business. He is being held in Oakland County Children's Village.
I go back to who's buying a car from a 12-year-old?
Hey, 30 bucks is 30 bucks, John. Hell of a deal.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. I'm not sure.
There are just so many questions there.
I know. Yeah. I know. Agreed. One of the NBA's top free agents, Malik Beasley, is currently the subject of a federal investigation into allegations of gambling related to NBA games and prop bets. We've been talking about it all morning. He was reportedly seeking a new three-year, $42 million deal with the Pistons, but now those talks have been paused.
Yep.
According to Beasley's attorney, an investigation is not a charge. He says Malik is afforded the same right of the presumption of innocence as anyone else under the U.S. Constitution. As of now, he has not been charged with anything. This is a pretty cool story. A Dearborn Heights man is now hundreds of thousands of dollars richer after winning a Mr. Beast weight loss challenge.
Oh.
So Mr. Beast gives away money all the time and does these different challenges, right? Well, this challenge required the man to lose 100 pounds in 1 year while living in a gym in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So moved out of state. He wasn't allowed to leave, they say, the circle around the gym. So I'm guessing
there was a certain area that he was allowed to roam.
Yeah, he had perimeters, right, that he could stay in. Well, he had a full year to complete the challenge, but he completed it in 178 days.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. He says everything was great. He missed the food the most. I'm guessing they had him on a pretty strict diet. They said he completed 18,000 steps a day, lifted 5 days a week, and ate 2,500 calories a day with the help of his fitness coach. So the sad news of the story is that his fitness coach unexpectedly died during the challenge and died on day 85. I'm not sure of what or how, but
it's just an odd detail to sprinkle
it
in.
It is. I know, but he kind of said like, oh gosh, I really, really, liked this guy and sure, appreciated his help and kind of talked to his family and said, you know what, I want to keep doing this and filming all of this in honor of him. And that's kind of what he did. He ended up going home with $417,000.
Wow.
Pretty incredible.
That's awesome.
There was other ways to get more money. Like if you could do so many push-ups consecutively, Mr. Beast would throw in another $1,000. So it was just like, if you complete the challenge, you get this
weight
much.
Weight loss challenge and fitness challenges along the way.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, now he can get himself a whole new wardrobe.
Oh, well, he'll have to do that for sure. Big, big change. Beyonce suffered a pretty scary technical malfunction during The first of her two shows in Houston happened on Saturday while she was performing her song, 16 Carriages. She was in a car in a convertible car suspended over all the people at the concert when all of a sudden the car just tilted midair. It did appear that she was tethered to it, thank goodness. So if she would have flown out of the car, she would have been dangling there. But at least that didn't happen. But still very scary. She stopped performing and you could actually hear her in her mic saying, stop, stop, stop. But she handled it like a true pro that she is, right? While she was kind of paused there, she did look down at the crowd, gave them a big smile. And they all cheered for her. They ended up eventually bringing the car down. She was fine, and then she continued on to her show like nothing happened. And that person who messed up was probably fired.
Yeah.
Yes.
She gave them a mouthful, I'm sure. Like, how dare you let that happen to me? Scary stuff. So good thing she didn't fall. One more story quickly. The quarterback at BYU is now planning to transfer from the school as he's facing suspension for admitting to premarital sex, which is a violation of the school's honor code. Now, there is more to this story. So, the admission surfaced because he is facing a civil lawsuit alleging that he raped a woman in 2023. Okay. Now, on Friday, the school officials did tell him that he would likely face a 7-game suspension. I guess he has already said, you know what? Prepare yourselves because I'm going to be leaving.
Yeah.
That's the talk. But it sounds like he admitted to having a consensual relationship with the woman who is...
Right.
So his defense is that it wasn't rape, it was consensual.
Yes.
But in saying that, BYU says, well, that's... You had sex before marriage.
Exactly.
Yeah. And their code of conduct says you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah. So either way, he was going to be suspended one way or the other, I would imagine. But, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Heather with the news. End of the hour. We know John's a big food guy.
Oh, yeah.
Loves food. So it'll be surprising to see or hear that he found a food that he believes never should have been invented in the first place.
No.
We'll get to that, but first, Tiger Talk next, 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and strong relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. They've got an easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app that makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. And this is where they talk about, or I talk about, building those strong relationships. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me and my family over the years. So they're obviously my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Derek Scoobal was locked in last night. Sunday night baseball, big stage for the baseball team and our city, by the way. Crowd showed up, and they were on their feet when he struck out the side in the third inning, after he struck out the side in the second inning, after he had struck out seven of the first eight batters in the ballgame, 13 Ks for Scoobal. That place was rocking last night.
It was awesome. It doesn't always come across the TV, but last night it certainly did. And they did a nice job of panning the crowd, showing and talking about it was standing room only. I mean, it looked like it was a great environment.
So I went back and forth. I was like, do I stay home because I want to see how they present and talk about our team? Or do I go? And I decided to go because you just want to see what that... We haven't had Sunday Night Baseball at Comerica Park since 2017. And they haven't deserved it, really. So it's not a surprise. Honestly, even in 2017, they weren't any good. But this was the best way to do it. Division game, Scoobal on the mound, as filthy as he's ever been. That change up in person, first Scoobal start I've been through this year. Yeah. Batters looked silly. It's like slow motion. They swing and then the ball's still coming. And
yeah, and then they got check swings, you know, called strikes. It just was.
How about him falling behind 3-0 a couple times and just bearing down, not conceding anything? I mean, it's the most Scoobal stat line possible. 7 innings, 13 strikeouts. The one hit, one walk. Yeah, he was great. And as we sit here this morning, John, this team is 11.5 games up in the division.
It's so amazing.
I don't know what's more cartoonish, that and Scoobal's changeup or that, but 11.5 games in the division, it's the biggest lead in all of baseball. The Guardians, who were in second place, have a losing record and were swept this weekend by the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. So the question, is the division wrapped up? And if not, if you're mad, it's too early, when would you be willing to call it? All-star break? Do you want to see how they do against the Guardians this week, 4th of July weekend? Do we have to wait until August? Because, well, the Tigers showed us last year. I'll point out the Tigers didn't win the division last year.
Yeah.
This is a big lead right now, and nobody else looks any good in the division. John?
It's so hard to conceive of the idea that the division would be wrapped up before the All-Star break. And that's where I'm...
You want to take 2 weeks?
Well, so what's going to change in 2 weeks?
Right.
And, okay, I know they've got, you know, it's not an easy schedule. Washington, it's at Washington, it's at Cleveland. So they've got six games here where it's, you know what, it's... It's not easy. And then Tampa, how much does it stick in their, you know, in their mind that they lost a series to Tampa? Does it motivate them? Is Tampa just simply on the way back? Are they a team? And then Seattle. So it's not an easy stretch up to the All-Star break, and a lot of things could change. But
don't we anticipate they're going to add at the deadline? So we're less than a month away from reinforcements for a team that's already 11 and a half games up.
So what?
I'll say it. I mean, people won't like it, but do you really doubt that they're winning this division right now, guys?
I don't doubt it, but I'm not willing to say it's wrapped up.
He won't do it.
No, I'm not going to do it yet.
Okay.
So you are. You're calling it. Done deal.
Wrap this thing up.
It's just a matter of playing the games at this point.
Yeah. Look, this was their worst month of the year, June. They're above 500. If they play 500 baseball the rest of the way, John, nobody's catching them. And I don't anticipate 500 baseball from this team. I expect additions at the deadline. I expect better play down the stretch. I mean, they were doing this with Reese Olson hurt and inconsistent Jack Flaherty and a bullpen that was shaky, and they still had a winning month. How are they losing 11 and a half games down the stretch, John?
Well, I'm not going to put the blueprint together for them to lose an 11 and a half game lead.
Why are you afraid to be great, John? I'll give you one of your lines. Come on, buddy. You and me.
Well done. Well done.
We got this. 248-539-9797. I'm not doing this as a bit. I just legitimately look at the division and think, how are they losing this?
Oh, well, you're going to make me do it. Injuries. That's the one thing that we can't account for right now. And so, yeah, if there are no major injuries.
Yeah, what if they lose two center fielders? Oops, well, that wasn't a big deal. You know what I mean? Like this, what if they lose their starting catcher in the first month of the season?
I'm not going to say it out loud.
Okay, fine.
But there are injuries that could affect
certain players.
Yeah, certain players where, yes, it would make it very difficult to finish out the season on top. I'll just say it that way.
I think it could hurt their chances of winning the World Series, but losing this division, I'll ask you a different question. Who in this division would you be most afraid of? Cleveland is in second place at 40-42.
Well, so I think you got to look at Cleveland only because I think Minnesota, I don't know that Minnesota can stay healthy. What's the one thing that has really hurt? And they talked about this when they were talking with Correa. He said, I feel great. You know, okay, well, you feel great now, but their team has been hit by the injury bug throughout the course of this year. Now, if they can stay healthy, maybe they could be a threat. But you're 12 and a half up on them, and I know it's only one more game. It feels like it's a bigger stretch for them to make that happen. Same thing with Kansas City. Kansas City can't find a way to make offense consistent. And Cleveland, I mean, you look at their run differential, and it's kind of amazing that they are where they are. We talked about it when they played them last time, and I'm not going to go down this, well, they can't beat Cleveland. They might not need to beat Cleveland to still...
No, if they got swept by Cleveland on the 4th of July weekend, nobody'd be happy here, but they'd be up 8.5 games. Yeah.
And there's a Scooble start in there as well.
Yeah, exactly. Saturday night, it sounds like.
Yeah, Fox National game.
Another big spot for Scooble.
Hey, so I do think for right now, you can't dismiss the Guardians because of what they've directly done to the Tigers.
Right.
You know, they won 3 out of 4 here, and if they take 2 out of 3 or somehow sweep, they're still there. They were there last year.
So
they
do
were
you
a
need
90
to...
plus win te- they were a 90 plus win team last year. They've been a little bit banged up, but they also don't have Naylor anymore.
Right. And if they're going to get to 90 wins or more this season, they're going to have to get red hot. They're one of the worst offenses in baseball. Look at all the metrics. 26th in this, 28th in this, 29th in this. They got no production from their offense.
I mean,
right
I don't
now.
See the Royals or Twins, especially the Twins. They're cooked, I think, without Lopez, their starter.
Yeah.
So
my question then is, if you're not going to declare the division over today, when? Do you want to wait till the 4th of July weekend?
I'd like to get through this weekend and see if the Guardians put something together. I mean, it's still very early to do this. I mean,
so we're into July.
Yeah, I mean, look, though. The
next game they play will be in July.
The 06 Tigers blew a huge lead. They were 76-36, and they didn't win their division. They only won 96 games. Well, only. It's, when you're 76 and 36, you'd think you'd get to 100.
I can't believe I work with all these negative people.
Well, no, it's the fact is we just witnessed one of the most historic runs that a team has put on to get to the postseason last year. Now, it wasn't to win the division. It was just simply to get a wild card spot. I know it's a long shot, an extreme long shot to think that Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City, that they would be able to put a run together, but we just witnessed one.
Yeah, but the idea that we just saw a 50-year miracle and that's going to happen in back-to-back years?
It's, I mean, unlikely. Guys, it's unlikely.
Play the odds with me a little bit here.
Okay, I'll play the odds
with you. No, it's not mathematically over.
It's unlikely.
Yeah, sure, but you're just, okay, so my point
is, what's the magic number?
Thanks, Stoney.
It's too early to dismiss, I think, the Guardians, like, getting red hot.
There's so many. When is it?
There's too many. I still think probably
mid-August.
Like, I can think really good things about the Tigers that they're going to win close to 100 games. Okay, I can think those things, but there's so many games left still that the Guardians could get crazy hot.
Tom, the Guardians could end up beating the Tigers in the majority of the head-to-heads. They could end up beating the Tigers in the playoffs. I don't think they're catching the Tigers in the division at this point.
Yeah, but nobody thought the Twins were catching the Tigers in 06. There's just, my point is that you are dismissing how much baseball's left for the other teams. I think
we're past the halfway point. We're into July. Deadlines are allegedly happening. Upgrades are allegedly happening at the deadline. Say it with your chest. The division's
I don't need to be
over.
The first to say it.
Okay, fine.
You can have it.
Yes.
Me and all these.
Costa has planted his flag. Division over.
When this happens, things get scary around here. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, nobody have any bold opinions. That way we could never be wrong. 248-539-9797. Someone will be positive about this baseball team, and it'll be me. It's 97.1.
All right, guys, it's time to step up to the plate against hair loss. Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of turning back time for thousands of men across Southeast Michigan, helping them regrow their hair and restore their confidence. And to celebrate, during the month of July, you can get up to 30% off all hair transplants and medical hair rejuvenation packages. But there's a catch. It's limited to just 30 clients. So don't wait. Dr. B is a true pioneer, one of the first in the world to use your own hair to fortify new growth. This medical therapy once seemed like science fiction. Now it's reality right here at Michigan Hair Restoration. Forget those old school hair procedures. No stitches, no staples, no embarrassing linear scars. Just real results with hair you can run your fingers through. He offers the most advanced treatments, including natural therapies, to get better and better results every year. And he guarantees them all. So the sooner you go and see Dr. B, the more options you'll have. Don't wait till you're out of the inning. Go to MichiganHairRestoration.com to book now and mention 97.1 and take advantage of these exclusive July offers before they're gone.
Three nothing Tiger win on Sunday Night Baseball. Tarek Skubal, 13 strikeouts. It's a fun statement.
Yes, it is. It was a fun watch.
Best pitcher in all of baseball.
Kind of felt like you were playing with the cheat code last night.
Didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
11 and a half games up in the division as you wake up today. No one wants to be bold.
You're calling it done.
Nobody wants to be bold but me. It's not even that bold, by the way. They're up 11 and a half games in a division where everybody has a losing record and a minus run differential. I would think the city of Detroit views it the same way I do, right? This team is winning this division. The division race is over. Can we say that? And if not, how much longer do you got to wait? Is it, hey, All-Star breaks right around the corner, just get me there? Do you need to see what they do at the trade deadline? I feel like they win this division regardless. The deadline is more about the World Series. Do you need to wait till September 1st? Do you need to wait till it's actually clinched? Magic number is 68, by the way. That's Mike and Algonac. How long do you need to wait before you feel comfortable saying this division race is over?
I don't know. I don't know that I can necessarily put a date on it and say, okay, well, if they're up by this many games by this date, I'm gonna make the call.
But none of these teams scare you.
No, they don't.
And going into the season,
yes, we knew that this division wasn't going to be a great division, but we also didn't know the Tigers were going to be this good. Now they are, and the division is what we thought it would be, average at best.
So if the Tigers last year was real, and I think this year has shown that last year was real. and everybody else is bad, what are you afraid of? Why are you afraid to be great? 248-539-9797.
Wouldn't say I'm afraid to be great. I love that, the fact that you're using my own line against me. Here's just some of the replies on Twitch. Slow down, cookies. It's not even July yet.
The next game they play will be in July. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you should ask Beasley what the odds are.
Get to that in the 8 o'clock hour.
And I know Cleveland gives us fits. I'm not worried about Cleveland. I'm not worried about Minnesota. There are so many variables that can happen between now and the end of the season. And it doesn't even have to be the end of the season. Now, if some of those variables happen before the All-Star break, injuries, then I think it opens things up. Yeah, they are clearly the front runner, and I don't know what the odds are that they win the division.
It's got to be astronomical, but I'll pull them up or I'll text Beasley. We'll get it for you guys.
Biggest argument, I think, in your favor, Jim, is that this team, definitely in their DNA, they don't stack losses.
No, they don't go on any losing streaks. Three is the longest all season.
So it's somebody kind of coming to get them. So I just did some crazy math back here. Guardians. There's no reason to believe they would do that based on what they've done this year. But, you know, nobody thought the Tigers were going to make a move last year like they did.
But the Tigers didn't win the division last year, so we got to stop doing this. The Guardians could get red hot, win 86 games, and make the playoffs. Are they getting to 90-plus?
There's no world, like I've seen this before happen in baseball, where the Guardians can go, you got 80 games left, 55-25. That's 95 wins. I know that seems unreasonable.
That would be more remarkable than what the Tigers did last year. We got to understand how remarkable that was. Because we're not if we're saying that.
Many teams in baseball history that have hovered around 500 up to this point, and they get their act together in the second half.
So then the cutoff is?
What?
You're saying in the second half? Like, when would you be comfortable saying it? Do we have to wait until it's a 15-game margin, September 1st? Like, how dramatic does this have to get? Because it's pretty dramatic today.
Try to reconsider the question probably at the All-Star break. Okay. They play the Guardians. They've got the Rays, who are pesky, and they lost a series to them. So they got two teams coming up they lost series to.
But again, the worst month of the year for the Tigers was June, where the bullpen was imploding and everything's going wrong, and they went 15-11.
Don't know what's going on with Carpenter.
Yeah, but your guy Wenzel Perez is going to slot in. Like, this is the thing with this team. As soon as somebody gets hurt, they already have the answer.
Clemente.
But have we not watched that all year? They lose two center fielders, and Javi's an all-star now. Or is he currently setting up to be an all-star? Well, what's going to happen when they have an answer for it? Well, Sweeney is not as good. Well, I guess Javi's going to play shortstop then. Like, there's always an answer. Who the hell's Chase Lee out of the bullpen? Like, there's always been an answer for this team.
You know who's going to get hot now that Carpenter's hurt? It's Parker.
Sure. Or Veerling's now back, right?
He's nearing that 100 bat, you know, Mark. I think he's, 20, 25 away from it. It's not likely that they would lose this division. I'm just not ready at this point. We're not even to the All-Star break. I know we're more than halfway past the start of the season.
Yeah,
so
we're not, it's not early anymore.
It's not early anymore. I'm just not ready to make that call. And maybe I'm a bad fan.
You want some odds? How about this?
Okay.
Odds to win the division. The Yankees are -290 in a tight race right now with the Rays.
Okay.
The Astros, who are on a tear, are -600 to win the AL West. Okay. The Tigers are -3,500 to win the American League Central. I don't even want credit for being bold or going out on a limb. It's obvious. I just thought we'd all kind of be on the same page this morning.
That we'd all break out the disco gear. That went well for us.
Jim, you are absolutely correct.
Division
race is over.
Thank you.
They are 11.5 games up. Now, mathematically, that is 7% of the season. So 7% of the season, they are clear with 50% less than to go. Everyone's got a minus run differential, which I know, look, Tom goes through this a lot, and I do agree with him. Like, when people have mentioned, well, look out for the Guardians, he's always come back with, well, they've got a minus run differential.
Yeah.
It's -47. They got to go on a 12-game winning streak, beating everybody by four runs to get to positive.
To get equal. Yeah. To where, yeah.
And the Tigers, we've said this all year long, they are consistent. Like the whole year, they've been consistent.
They don't go on losing streaks. Injuries don't rattle them at all. They just keep winning and taking two or three here, two or three there. Even if they lose two or three in a row, right back to it like a machine. Series win, series win, series win. Just did it last night, Sunday Night Baseball. You got to get some calls in after the update. And I said we'd get to this food thing, John, because you saw something that's an abomination. It's 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.